I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. All this month, we are visiting with Raynette Jones, who, along with colleague Rob Aiken, oversee the UK Library's Notable Kentucky African Americans Database, a free online resource for anyone who wants to know more about the history of our Commonwealth. The database is full of little-known stories of achievement, injustice, and agency of African Americans, past and present. And today, we are shining the spotlight on Joseph N. Kendall, a Kentucky football great that not enough people know about.
Joseph N. Kendall played football at the Kentucky State University, K-State, in Frankfort. He led his team. They were undefeated in 1935 to a National Black College Football Championship, and in 1935, he led the team to the Orange Blossom Classic victory. The Pittsburgh Courier named him the first-team All-American three times between 1934 and 1936, and he was inducted into the Kentucky State Athletics Hall of Fame in 1975. So he was a very good football player. He not only kicked, he was a quarterback, he was a running back, he could kick with both feet, he played on defense. And this, someone brought him to my attention. That's the other thing. Someone would send me a name and say, "Will you add this person?" They may not have done any research, and they'll tell me just a little bit, and I think, well, how come more hasn't been written about this man? You know, he was a tenacious football player. He was also good at basketball and baseball. He served in the Army, and he came back. Not everyone comes back, but he was one of them who came back. He came back, and he was a coach at the Rosenwald School in Harlan. He also became principal of the school, and then he went back to Owensboro, which is where he's from, where he became the football coach there. And in Owensboro, there's a park named after him. It's called the Kendall Perkins Park, and it's named after Joseph N. Kendall and Joseph Perkins. So this great football player, he didn't go to the pros. The pros is a whole other topic, just like the NCAA coming to Kentucky or going to the South is a whole other topic. And I'm trying to stay on topic.
All right. Now, he did not play pro ball.
No.
But he played against pros. Talk about that.
Okay. So his team played against the Chicago Bears in 1935 and was the first African-American team selected to play against a pro team. And that would happen sometimes, but not with an African-American team. But this happened with Kentucky State in 1935.
And nobody, very few people know that.
Very few people know that.
And if you log on to the Notable African-American Database, you would find that story prominent about Joseph N. Kendall.
You sure would. You sure would. And a lot of other individuals. We try to cover as many sports as possible. We don't always get all of them. One, a sport, lacrosse, which the former president of K-State had, or one of his relatives, okay, I may be mixing this story up, but had played lacrosse in England. And sometimes when people tell me, "Did you know this?" I say, "No." And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, maybe this didn't really happen in Kentucky. But more often than not, I'm wrong.
Really?
I am very wrong. Yvonne Giles, who is a community historian, told me a long time ago, she said, "Never say no. Take everything that people give you because you'll find they know more about what they're talking about than what you think." And this has proven true again and again.
Wow. And so what can we do beyond learning about Joseph Kendall to you know, fully appreciate his accomplishments on the gridiron and also in life in general?
What we can do is make sure that Joseph Kendall is included in the history of football, whether it's about Kentucky or national football. African Americans in Kentucky have gotten left out of history. And this wasn't always true. At the turn of the 20th century, we had a lot of individuals who were on the boards of encyclopedias and other publications making sure Kentucky was included. But over time, that changed. And it slowly started to happen again around the 1980s. And it's happened even more so that there are additional sources coming out of Kentucky saying, "Hey, we're part of this history too. Don't leave us out." And you will start to see it with the database and the encyclopedia that Dr. Gerald Smith did. You're starting to see Kentucky African Americans to come back into that history.
Our thanks again to the UK Library's Raynette Jones for sharing yet another fascinating story from the Notable Kentucky African Americans Database. And we've got a link to that free online resource at our website at wuky.org.